Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Great to console the tour. Standing by, I'll take color 9 now, 844-999-OLA, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on them today either, as I will take over for the headlines.
I like how you take over for the thing that no one has to work on.
Yeah, well, because I didn't have to work on it.
You're a stand-up guy.
It's easy. I'm serious. All right, here you go. Pizza Hut is trying to do what IHOP did last year when they temporarily changed their name to IHOB, International House of Burgers.
Yeah.
To try to get some publicity.
People are still talking about the burgers at IHOP.
I forgot about it already.
I'm just saying, I still don't know anybody that's like, oh my God, like,
right.
Well, leading up to the Super Bowl, Pizza Hut is temporarily changing its name to
Pizza Shack, Wing Shack, Wing Hut,
Pizza Hut.
Pizza the
Hut. Oh, no, Pizza Hut.
All right. Okay.
You get it?
Yeah, that's why I'm not laughing.
Golden Retriever in China saved its unconscious owner.
City? Oh, Omaha.
Golden Retriever in China saved its unconscious owner by leading an ambulance to him. Ran and got an ambulance and like, come on, follow me. And the ambulance followed the dog.
It's pretty impressive.
But if I'm in the EMT, man, I don't know what that dog's trying to tell me. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog comes up, it's doing things. Somebody's like, look at that little puppy.
But he was like, he kept, like, come on. Like,
yeah,
and
I think the dude, like, the ambulance was already on the way. Uh-huh. And then, like, the dog ran out to meet it and then was like, yeah. And they followed it.
Real life lasting, mm-hmm. Right there.
Yeah.
A study found that people with tattoos have sex with more people.
Yeah, I have sex with a different person every time I get a tattoo. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go get one tonight.
They're also more likely to smoke and have spent time in jail.
I smoke and I've been to jail. Yeah, okay.
I'm halfway to being a tattooed person.
You just don't have the tattoo.
I just got to start hooking up more chicks.
And get a tattoo.
Woman in Nebraska was just sentenced for drunk driving with her 2-year-old sitting on a case of beer in the car.
The 2-year-old was sitting on a
case? Yep.
What kind of beer was it?
Don't know. Nebraska. What would be your guess?
Bud Light, Coors Light?
Corona?
Yeah.
Come on.
No. You got like a kid on a case of beer. Those are cans.
Right. And you border Colorado. I'm going to say Coors or Coors Light.
Yep. Yeah, good call. Yep. Banquet beer. I'll bring the baby.
A guy in Maine who was busted with child pornography says it's not his fault. One of his other personalities must have downloaded it.
Yeah, okay.
Well, good news. All those personalities get to go to jail now.
That's right. You'll have someone to keep you company.
About 1 in 5 Americans keep a checking account, savings account, or credit card hidden from their significant other. Again, 20% of the population has a secret checking, savings, or credit card account.
I'm not one of them.
I am not either.
I keep mine secret.
Just so you don't have to pick up a tab.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't tell myself. Like, we can't use that card.
A man in Nashville was arrested for throwing his girlfriend's black sex toy off the balcony, then hitting her with her pink sex toy.
Why? Do they say why?
Do not know. That's all I got. I wasn't really working on it. She says he was arrested for throwing his girlfriend's black sex toy off the balcony and then hitting her with her pink one.
You think she was handling her business? He's one of those guys where it upsets him. You know, like,
that's always been
why
weird.
Else would you go for the sex toy?
Yeah, it's always been weird. Like, you're jealous of a sex toy. Like, who
it's
cares?
A sex toy.
It's like when you wake up, I had a dream you cheated on me. I hate you. It's a dream.
I mean, your head's in a bad place. What do you want me
it's
to do?
It's a dream.
I've been through that. Mm-hmm. Except somebody woke me up out of a dead sleep. Or I was sleeping, and I guess I told somebody, like, F you. Like, leave me alone. And then months later, it was like, you remember saying that? Like, no, I was asleep. Like, I have apologized.
I took it personal.
Yeah, right?
A dog in Kansas who went missing earlier this month came back.
and brought back
Toto.
Two new friends.
Yes, another dog.
And a goat.
And a goat. What?
Yes.
He was gone for a month, came back with a dog friend and a goat friend.
You haven't seen this?
No. Are you now, like, on the hook to have all three animals?
Oh, yeah, dude. They bonded.
Oh, that sucks. Mm-hmm.
But literally, they're, like, out in a field. And the dog, he's, like, leading the way. But then you're like, oh, man, there's three of them. And then, yeah, like, so it's like, all right, I guess we got an extra dog and a goat now.
Are they filming a Disney movie? I mean, that's what that sounds like.
I just want to know how they met.
Yeah, what are the circumstances? Like, hey, I didn't know you ate grass.
Yeah, like, right? And, like, why was there a goat just out in that field?
Average American laughs 8 times a day, according to a new survey. The most universally funny things that people get a chuckle out of are
other people falling,
funny things kids say, sitcoms, memes and animal videos, reality TV, and dad jokes.
Yeah, none of those really.
I was going to say,
I'm a horrible person.
When your phone gets to 69%,
it just,
I giggle every time. Every
really?
Time. Yeah. People are like, I'll be out at dinner. Like, what are you giggling at? Like, right? My phone's at 69%.
I know, it's childish. It makes me happy.
It's 4:20 this afternoon.
Right. It's so childish, but, like, it's funny every time.
As you've heard, Conversation Hearts are not going to be on sale this Valentine's Day. They will be available next year, but the company that bought out Necco and did not have them ready for production. So, Krispy Kreme is filling the void by selling Conversation Donuts. They are nice. Heart-shaped donuts with messages like, call me, be mine.
I thought you'd say eat me.
And bite me, written on them. Yeah, mm-hmm. Either way.
Call me. Call me. Was there a call me one on the original Hearts?
No, I don't believe so.
I don't think so, man.
Call me seems either aggressive or desperate.
Why don't we leave one on a desk and find out?
Be selective who it is.
But who put this here? 1 out of 5 people say they pulled an all-nighter just to binge-watch a television show. And 1 in 7 mainly spend their vacations from work catching up on TV shows.
Mm-mm. No.
That is not me. Apparently, we're all book hoarders except for one citizen of the United States. According to a new survey, the majority of people say they have more than 50 books in their home.
Yeah.
And 3% of people don't own any books at all. Believe it or not.
I can believe that.
All right, guys.
I have like 5.
How many times would you say you sneeze during a sneezing fit?
I generally go 3.
I'm always 3.
I think I'm a once, but it's usually loud and big.
Okay.
According to a new survey, for most people, it's fewer than 4 times, but 5% of us sneeze at least 10 times.
Jesus.
Which is a lot.
How many bless yous do you get?
I think you only get 1, unless it's really, really crazy.
I think you get 2. It'll maybe say bless you after the first 2. And then if you got 8 more coming, like, I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
got time for this?
Here's a pick-me-up for the state of where we are. A school superintendent was arrested last week after she got a 6-student medical treatment for strep throat by lying and saying that he was her kid. She's facing several charges, but she says she did it because, quote, in the moment, my only concern was for the child's health.
Right.
College student in France called in a bomb threat on a plane last week because his parents were on it. He didn't want them to come visit. Now he's facing up to, it's gone higher, $85,000 in a 5-year prison sentence.
He did the bomb threat because he didn't want to go visit his parents?
No, he didn't want them to visit him.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting on the plane, so he calls in a bomb threat to the plane.
What the hell was he doing in that dorm room?
I don't know, man, but it wasn't worth 5 years in jail.
A female Domino's driver in Michigan called the cops earlier this month when she delivered a pizza to a guy. And he was pleasuring himself at the door. And it turns out he already had 2 previous indecent exposure charges. When the cops came, he said, these are new pajamas, and I think my penis just fell out.
Guys, look, man, no one believes it. Even if it's true, just accept the consequences. And that's not it.
Don't do that to pizza people.
Especially pizza people,
yeah,
right?
Man, that is rude and gross.
Do it to the guy that's about to serve pizza. You a summons, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, right? You've been served.
You're about to be served.
Do that to the repo man, but good God, not the pizza delivery person.
And finally, someone on Reddit asked people to name the nicest thing a stranger has ever done for them. Some of the stories are pretty great. Like a guy who walked up to a couple at a bar, told them he couldn't make it to a concert at the last minute, and dropped on them 2 front row tickets to see Prince.
Damn.
That's a hell of a gift.
I got free tickets at an LSU game for giving a guy a beer.
Really?
That's awesome.
Yeah,
you were looking for tickets, weren't you, at the time?
Yeah, and I was fine to just tailgate, but he was behind us, and he was like, man, I really want a beer. It's him and his wife. So I just kind of turned around and said, here's 2 beers. I have a whole bag of beer. And he goes, you need a ticket? I do.
Yes, I do.
Thank
My
you.
Brother's still pissed.
We've got headlines coming up for you 1 hour from now. But first, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hogan to please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, Justin. You understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. We talked about this story a little bit earlier when we were going through our question of the day. It involves a family that was booted off an American Airlines flight while they were headed back to Detroit. And the reason they were kicked off the flight, at least according to the American Airlines statement, they were asked to leave the flight because several passengers complained about this family's body odor. Apparently, the family, they say that they were told that their luggage, including their daughter's stroller and car seat, would follow them, but it did not. But they insist there was no body odor, and the husband now wants the airline to own up to what really happened. Who the hell knows? Now, American Airlines, it says it gave the family hotel and meal vouchers and rebooked them for a flight the next day. But when the family went back to the Miami International Airport, says we stopped several people in the airport, and it's embarrassing, but we asked them, do you think we smell? I'm so glad I wasn't at that airport. I'd be like, man, get away from me. Anyway, this family says they finally did reunite with their luggage when they made it back to Detroit a day later, but they are very upset with American Airlines, believing it's not because of their body odor. They believe it was for some other reason. My question is, do you believe that this family is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Huh. Well, Detroit, that's, I don't know. Is Detroit, would you consider that more black?
Yes.
Or Saudi Arabian, Iranian.
But yeah, heavy on the black for sure. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think?
I know the answer, Justin. I can't help you out on this one.
Yeah. For some reason, right? Do we ever confirm if they smelt? Did other people say they smelt?
Confirmed it one way or another. American Airlines said, this is why we're asking you to take a different flight. Other passengers are complaining. And then they asked other people in the airport, but they never said what people in the airport responded.
If someone smelled around you, would you be honest with them?
Yeah, I mean...
If somebody said, smell me, yeah.
Okay.
But they think it's for a different reason. So that's why I'm leaning either Mexi or Jewish. I think I'll go Mexi.
Right.
Okay. Justin, what are you thinking?
God. I'm just going to have to go, I'm going to have to go black.
Black final answer.
Black final answer.
We're going to find out if the family is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
All right, to profile this, we have a family, the entire family, the mom, the dad, the daughter, all kicked off a flight, American Airlines flight, because passengers complained about their body odor.
Yeah.
So they go back into the airport. They're trying to make it to Detroit. So they ask a number of other people in the airport, hey, do we stink, whatever. Either way, the airline put them up in a night in a hotel, gave them a restaurant voucher, and made sure that they had a flight home the next day.
That is correct. But the family was saying, man, we don't think we stink. No one else said we stunk. It has to be another reason. And Justin, we asked you, did you think this family was black, white, to make sure you're Jew? You played the odds with Detroit, and you went black.
It's not a bad guess.
Sorry, not a bad guess. But in this case, they believe they were kicked off the flight because they are Jewish.
Mm-hmm. All right. Uh-huh. So I wasn't that far off.
You weren't, man. You were tracking right.
That was a good hint when you said they thought there was another reason they
were
kicked off.
Why'd put that much in there?
It looked like frommies, too. Like, the guy had a yarmulke on. She was dressed all black. They looked more of
like the Orthodox.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Now for all TV news all the time. Time for a little TV time with Tim.
And now,
because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
If you're a Jets fan, number one,
sorry,
you're used to losing. Number two, I would have to imagine you're used to losing to the Patriots a lot.
Oh, sure.
Right? So it's tough for a Jets fan. It's tough for Jets players, right? They really want to go out there and beat the Patriots. And what if you didn't beat them on the field, but you beat them physically? It's a sad story. Everybody knows my love of mascots. New England Patriot mascot, Pat Patriot.
Never realized that was his name, but pretty simple.
Yeah. He got tackled by defensive back Jamal Adams of the Jets. Here's a little audio in the very non-apologetic Mr. Adams.
I'm going to go knock this mask out. I'm going to get him.
They're not happy with me right now. The NFL is calling my phone, blowing me up, saying that, you know, I put him in the hospital. So I got to go check on him, make sure he's okay. But do I regret it? No!
So you can watch the video at the Venture Facebook page. Right, so that's what he said. I'm finna go knock out that, right? He's about to go. He runs over, and me and Miles looked at it. I mean, to his defense, he's a professional football player, but he goes at, like, what would you say yesterday, like 1/20th speed?
Mm-hmm. About as fast as I've ever run in my life.
It doesn't look like he was trying to be flagrant.
Mm.
Right.
But he did send the guy to the hospital.
He did pick both of his feet off of the ground and slam him on his back, shoulders, and head.
Well, again, he is a Jet player, and there's Pat Patriot.
Well, that's what he said, too. He goes, look, man, I was just trying to have fun. He was running around. Everybody was booing him. So I said, you know what? The hell with it. Let me tackle him. He definitely says it was a joke. By the way, Pat Patriot is fine. He's just, quote, unquote, sore. But, sure. Yeah, I don't know.
He'll probably end up at the big game.
Well, I would assume Pat Patriot's got to be at the Super Bowl.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you're a
Maverick. Every year.
Yeah, Jesus. At least the AFC Championship.
I hope he gets Miles.
Yeah, and mascots are like players, right? This is the pinnacle. And you can mascot all you want, but you want a mascot in big-time games.
Hell yeah.
Big-time mascots show up in big-time games.
They break out their best dance routines, everything, man.
Yeah, it's a saying that goes back, I think, a long way to the Santana Mall, the University of Miami.
Oh, that went back like 45 seconds when we first said it.
Yeah, it does. But with that said, yeah, I don't know. The guy's all right. It was pretty funny. Poor Pat Patriot, the guy inside there, had no idea.
He didn't know, but look, a Patriot's job, Jesus. A mascot's job, especially with football, it's dangerous no matter what, man.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, believe it or not, I've watched some shows and stuff about mascots.
You don't say.
I have. And sometimes that's one of the biggest issues with being a mascot.
Wait, they have shows about mascots? That's the part that blows my mind.
Well, they had a movie about it. I want to say I watched like an in-depth feature on either Real Sports.
About the mascots.
About mascots, yeah.
All right.
Some of them don't want to be identified, so they did an interview like, oh, it's me.
I understand that. I don't think I'd want people to know I'm that guy. Can you get me tickets, or if they are at the gate, you know what I mean? Just, no.
Drop a pick.
So, they're interviewing these mascots, and like that was the biggest complaint they had, is that sometimes people forget there's a human in there. So, like, little children hitting you in the family jewels, whatever, part of the game. But a drunk guy kind of roughhousing with you, it's like, dude, there's a human in there.
Minor league baseball. That's where it happens the worst. I've seen some videos on that, like, oh, man.
But minor league baseball.
$3 beer night. You know?
Right. That's exactly why. I mean, it's bound. But look, it's a giant crayfish. But the other thing, like, if you are the mascot, at least for, certainly with the NFL, you mean as much to the fans as the frickin' team does. You know what I mean? So, like, I would think for the most part, they treat you pretty well. Like, they might get drunk and get a little huggy because that's what people do. But overall, like, they love their mascots. You rep the team. You're happy to see them in the latest one, Capital One commercial.
Yeah, man. I mean, look at Gritty, the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, yeah. Right? Like, I mean, none of us are Flyers fans.
Because he looks like crap.
Well, he looks like he's strung out.
He looks like something you see when you look under a microscope and it's bad.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, basically. Like, you don't know what he is. Then you named him Gritty. How can you not like him?
And his eyes are all googly. He looks like the stuff of nightmares.
He looks like the guy that's on Sesame Street. Kermit had to walk over and tell him to clean up because kids are there.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Gritty, you seem very nice, but you kind of bring down the value of the street.
What's the Rams mascot?
Randy the Ram.
Is it really Randy the Ram?
No, I just put
it on. Is it an actual animal?
I mean, I imagine it's got to be a... No, NFL...
No, it's a dude dressed NFL up as a ram. Do that. I've seen that. Very muscular.
Oh, they won't? Okay.
I'm trying to think. There's not a ton of live animals in the NFL.
Yeah, there's not a Bengal tiger in Cincinnati. That would be scary.
You can use birds, right? Because they got the Seahawk. They got a raven.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
But birds, worst thing they can do is fly away. Like, if your tiger goes mad, you know, that's problematic.
I mean, I think the most famous live mascot, just through movies, even though he wasn't real, would have been...
What's the movie?
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Oh, the dolphin.
The dolphin.
Yeah.
And he's going to kick the field goal. And he's going to wear Finkel's number.
Jesus.
How can I not think of the name of that stupid dolphin right now?
The only one I know is Flipper.
Yeah. Yeah, Flipper.
Yeah, you would think we'd know more dolphins' names. Just based on the fact everyone seems to like dolphins. They'll have sex with you, the whole nine, right? But we only know Flipper.
So what about Charlie Tuna?
He's a tuna.
Oh,
Charlie
God.
Tuna.
That's awful. Dolphins get caught in tuna.
And Flipper would eat Charlie.
Wow.
Keep that in mind.
Wow.
Charlie Tuna. Jesus.
Dolphin's a mammal.
All right. I made a mistake there. Is there no more famous dolphin?
I can't think of
Flipper?
A famous dolphin.
Not that we know of.
Oh,
it's like
well,
dogs. You got famous. Lassie, who, what, Toto.
Rin-tin-tin,
I mean, there's like a handful. Even dogs.
Old Yeller?
Sure. And then, but really, there's not a lot after that, unless you go to like...
Benji.
Thank
unless
you.
Unless you go to
Benji
the cartoon world of Scooby-Doo or Clifford.
Real dog. Marley. But Marley, much like Old Yeller, not making a lot
of
sequels.
Marley was a real dog that just died and they wrote a book about it.
Oh, crap, makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even famous in its lifetime.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I still never understood that one. Why go to a movie where I'm going to cry?
Mm-hmm.
Why watch This Is Us?
I mean, we be this.
Yeah, I know. I told you. That's why I stopped this time of year. I stopped watching all the draft stuff. All right, you guys know Bill Hader, of course.
Mm-hmm. SNL.
Yeah, SNL, famous movie star now. He had a funny story talking to Conan about after he won his Emmy.
I don't like the parties and stuff. I'm always a bit kind of awkward at. So I went to In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah!
I went to the In-N-Out Burger, and they give you a nice car when you go to the Emmys. And I'm in the back of the car, and the thing rolled down, and I'm paying for my burger. And the woman goes, "Didn't you just win an Emmy?" And I go, "Yeah." And she goes, "Can I see it?" And I show her the Emmy.
Right.
And she goes, "Who else is in there with you?" I'm like, "It's just me." And she goes, "Oh, baby, that's sad."
Right? How awesome is that? Like a fast food worker just telling them the truth. You'd think you win an Emmy. A lot of people want to go out with you.
You'd hope so.
Maybe.
We wouldn't know. We never won anything on this show.
That's not true. We did one time early here. We won Most Improved Show. We'll let you read. Meaning, you guys really sucked when you got here. Mm-hmm. Most improved. But look, if you go from an F to a C and everyone else went from B to an A, you're still most improved.
I guess so.
Hey, you jumped two grades.
Right. Like, we got better.
Like, they sent this big email like we're supposed to feel good. And we're like, what? That most improved?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, nothing changed in our ratings. It stayed the same.
But we think you sound better.
Mm-hmm. That was the way it was with sports growing up, too.
What's that?
Like every sports team I played on, like you'd give away trophies at the end of the year for like the MVP of the team or this or that. But then there was always that kid that got most improved. And it's like, yeah, he couldn't catch a cold last year or hit the backside of a
barn.
That's
basically what they were saying. They're like, here, have something.
Hey, look, man, my brother, when he was in Boy Scout, Weeble, I don't remember, but they had a bowling day. And when he got back, now my father used to love to bowl. So he'd bowl like a 250, somewhere around there. So my brother gets back.
You have his own balls?
I don't remember.
He bowled a 250.
He may have had a ball for a while. But anyway, my brother gets home.
I don't know why. I'm just picturing your dad like strutting in with his bag and everything.
Dude, he's one of those guys, right? Like, he'll stand there. He looks down the lane. He sizes up the pens. And just, he's a very mathematical brain. So he'll just say, like, to himself, like, got this. Like, turn his wrist a quarter, you know what I mean, and get a strike. He's just that guy. So my brother gets home from his bowling thing. And my brother was never known for being physically coordinated, would be the best way to put it. But he comes home, he has a trophy. And my father, instantly, just beaming with pride, goes over to my brother and he's like, wow, man, you got a trophy. And it wasn't a deal where everyone got a trophy. You had to earn it. They gave him a trophy for bowling the most gutters.
Oh.
He earned it.
He got a trophy for bowling the most gutters. Yeah, you just saw the pride just melt off my father's face, but we kept that trophy around.
That is awful.
Honest to God, yeah.
The only trophies I ever threw away were just second place ones.
Well, nobody wants to hear that.
I throw them all away.
Yeah.
When I got my silver medal in the Olympics, I threw it away.
As an adult, I'm saying
when I moved out of my house, I threw them all away. When I was 18, I threw them
away. As a kid, just broke it.
Right, like I don't have trophies sitting around.
That was pretty cool. I smashed them all when I moved out. I was like, hell that. What do I need these for?
Miles, you mentioned this earlier. According to a new TV survey, one out of five people said they pull an all-nighter binge-watching a TV show. But that's not all.
But never on purpose.
No.
It's just where I'm like, oh, God damn it, it's 3:30 in the morning. Dude, you got, all right, one more episode.
See, honestly, for me, it's the hour-long ones. If it's like 30 or 40 minutes, like it stops enough where I go, all right, it's time to go lay in
bed. I can watch two half-hour ones in a row, but after that, like, I'll move on to something else. I still want to have a reason to come back and watch it again. Like, I just don't want it to be over. It's like same thing with a book. I'll read a couple chapters, put it down, kind of finish it that way. Just something to look forward to.
But I'm just saying the hour ones always suck me in because it's like, you know what, I'm going to watch one more. But if it's like 11:30, then all of a sudden it's 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1:30.
Yeah.
Okay, then you're like, I don't need sleep.
I barely work on sleep. One in 10 people have squeezed in, an episode of a show they're binging during their lunch break from work.
I see that a lot here.
See it on the bus constantly. Yeah. People just walking around watching television.
Yeah, especially, like, right, if you're on public transportation. Like,
yeah, why not?
Yeah, get it. I don't know that I want to watch a ton of stuff on that little screen. Unless I really want to watch it.
Yeah, there's more headphones in that bus than there ever been in the entire career in history of radio.
Which is good.
5% of people have taken a fake sick day to mainly catch up on TV. Here's the deal with fake sick days. Whatever you're doing, it's going to sound bad.
If it's a fake
sick day, it doesn't matter what you're doing.
It's not that I don't like binge watching and all that. I'm just not a hibernationist. I like to get out. You know what I mean? Like, even if I'm sick, quote unquote, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm a nester. I mean, I say that all the time. I go out and do a ton of S, but I do like to be at home chilling. 1 in 7 people say they mainly spend their vacations from work catching up on TV shows.
That's insane.
That is crazy. Can you imagine that?
I mean, I guess if you're just having a staycation and you didn't go anywhere.
I mean, look, if you're dead broke and you got nothing going on, I get it. But if you have the opportunity.
I'm painting a bedroom, unfortunately.
Yeah,
you gotta get like one or two things done.
And 20% of people say spoiling a TV show, even if it's an old one, is worse than forgetting a friend's birthday.
Oh, come on.
If it's an old show, sorry.
Like, look,
if that's that important in your life, you need to get one.
Or watch the goddamn show.
Right.
Yeah, and I think, no offense, but like, I say this all the time. Outside of like my buddy Drago's birthday is on New Year's Eve. I remember that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Perk's birthday is on February 29th. But other than that, I did it to my buddy Alex a couple days ago. I was like, hey, man, did I miss your birthday? Happy birthday. And he's like, it's 2 weeks from now, but thanks.
Yeah. Well, you're still thinking of him.
Right. It's
still
hard. The sentiment's still the same.
But as a guy, like, we don't remember the date. Man, I know roughly when it is. Miles, yours is coming up.
Yeah, right. You're going to be 60 here in a few weeks.
That's right. 60 years
Aren't
old.
Aren't you guys the same age?
He's aged worse.
Yeah.
Can't you see by his beard?
It's the only hair I got. I don't care.
It's like Rip Van Winkle woke up under a tree.
I can't talk ass because I keep finding a lot of gray in my hair.
It's coming in like crazy on me, man. I look like Santa Claus.
No matter what I do, I would not look like Santa Claus.
No, you look like the Santa Claus you had in the office. Either.
Jesus Christ. So,
a chocolate Santa.
Now,
Robert,
a chocolate. All I was going to say is you're still way too thin to be a Santa.
Okay, fair enough. But Robin finds this chocolate Santa and hands it to me, right? But the thing about this chocolate Santa, it's a chocolate Santa up until you add color to the beard. So they made his beard and his mustache and beard white.
Mm-hmm.
Now it looks like a black Santa. It looks like a black Papa Smurf.
Well, because Santa is black, is chocolate.
But if you leave it all chocolate, it's just like chocolate Santa. Now it's like, that's black Santa.
Black Santa.
Mm-hmm. Comes around every Kwanzaa.
Who's saying, I don't care what the white man say, Santa Claus is a black dude.
I don't remember.
I think it was Cheech and Chong.
A lot of people with the government shutdown have been furloughed or just haven't had pay to begin with. So there was a weed shop that offered some free weed, and Jimmy Fallon talked about that.
The marijuana company is giving out free weed to government workers, which is why a bunch of TSA agents are staring at their security wands like, dude, I'm Harry Potter. Free weed for federal workers, so guess what, travelers? That TSA line can get slower, yeah. But it's true. A marijuana company is giving free weed to federal workers during the shutdown. Some people are questioning if free weed is really what these workers need. But a spokesman for the company released a statement saying, quote, "We stand with all workers affected by the government shutdown." Then he added, "To be blunt, this is a sticky, icky, icky situation. It'll only end with a joint resolution." He went on. So we hope the pay freeze isn't chronic. It's not like these workers have cushy jobs, and we hope it ends before the next Sunday's Big Bowl. And finally, so to all our buds, hit us up before the free weed's all ganja. Thank you. Good, nice guy.
Well done.
Yeah, that was very well done.
Right? I was like, that's a lot of good weed references.
It's kind of like the grocery store thing. Just they go in, they know who you are, I'll give it to you.
You think Fallon smokes weed?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I never thought he did. Then I was watching his show last night. And they had like a five, maybe not 5 minute, but there was a segment with him and the announcer where it just seemed like it was funny, but it just kind of went off the rails and they were just kind of living in it at the moment.
Right, a little stone, a little
And they were like
up.
Caping their jackets. But then finally, I forget the announcer's name. He said something and Fallon just had a laugh like, "Oh, you know he smokes."
The telltale laugh.
Yeah, like the laugh, and just the way he got, like, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't, like, caught off guard. He was just like...
That's weird, man. You know, I don't know the guy's name, but he was, like, a head writer for SNL for, like, 10 years.
Yeah, I want to always call him, like, Hemp Hill or something like that.
He's a strange-looking dude.
He is, funny. But he's funny as hell. And then, right, and then they were asking him what else he had in his little desk, and he kept pulling out stuff. And, again, they're just wearing their jackets like cape, calling caping it.
They probably get stoned together, come up with something they want to do later, and then when one of them brings it up, they just roll.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you could tell it was odd, but it was odd enough where they were like, all right, let's just keep going.
And you got the Roots, there's your band. I mean, like, come on, man.
Yeah. There's no smoking going on there. And that whole tower, Rockefeller Center. Everybody. Come on, man.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. All right, headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Another day, another mass shooting, this time in Pennsylvania, where three people are now dead. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, a four-year-old child grabs a gun in the back seat of his mom's car and shoots his mom in the head.
Nice shot, kid.
10-year-old proves Tom Brady is a cheater and wins science fair. A Florida top election official resigns after pick up Katrina party he wanted to share. And a beagle patrolling the Toronto International Airport promptly sits beside and points to a Russian traveler for good reason. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Again, Mike's not here. Can someone tell the goddamn announcer Mike's not here? Miles, you just said this one. Police in Pennsylvania, they're trying to determine the motive behind a shooting spree. It left three people dead, including the gunman. Two others hospitalized in critical condition. Now, it happened about 10:30. Guy went to P.J. Harrington's bar near State College, right? The gunman identified as 21-year-old Jordan Whitmer. He shot and killed a 62-year-old man that was there. Then he shot and critically injured a man and a woman at the bar. Now, according to the police chief, the only victim that this guy had any connection with was the woman that he shot, who's in critical, because she was either a current or former girlfriend. We're still not sure which. But then after the shootings at the bar, the guy fled and broke into a nearby home after crashing his car. He then shot and killed the 83-year-old homeowner. And then, finally, he took his own life. They say that when he was in there killing the 83-year-old guy, the wife of the guy hid in the bathroom. She's the one who called 911 and got the cops there. He killed himself before they got there.
Sun Bank guy just did it because he wanted to. He did nothing. He didn't know any of those people.
Well, in this case, we have a kid who did it by accident. A child sitting in the back seat of the four-door sedan accidentally shot his mom with a shotgun, critically injuring her as she sat in the driver's seat. The shooting happened just steps away from the preschool, and it's not known if any of the children in the car were attendees. Apparently, there were three or four kids in the car, but upon their arrival, deputies found the mother suffering from a gunshot wound to the torso, taken to the hospital. Her condition was upgraded to fair. All right, so there were three children in the back seat and another woman with a young child in the front passenger seat. They weren't injured, but they say preliminary information showed the woman's three children in the back seat of the car. One of the children picked up the unsecured shotgun and shot her through the back of the seat.
But she did get put in timeout. That should be noted.
Well, of course. You know, you have to learn from these things. And as far as accidental shootings go, an off-duty St. Louis police officer was killed when another officer who was on duty, quote-unquote, mishandled her gun and shot her. This whole story is kind of weird because they say they were sitting in the living room of one of the officers' homes, but one of the officers mishandled a firearm and shot this other police officer in the chest. And according to the police statement, there was a call for an officer in need of aid. This was put out around 1 in the morning. Third officer told the dispatcher they were going to take the victim to the hospital. Well, she was pronounced dead shortly after. But police have released no additional details about what led to the shooting or, more curiously, why the on-duty officers were at the apartment of the off-duty officer.
Mm-hmm. Well, they all had gun safety lessons, so that's good.
It works. The science, ladies and gentlemen, it's ironclad. Sorry to our listeners at AAF in Boston, but apparently Tom Brady is, in fact, a cheater, at least according to a 10-year-old's fair-winning project. One Ace Davis, that's his name, he attends Middle Creek Elementary School in Kentucky. He wanted to do something different for a science experiment. So with the help of his mom and his sister, he set out to prove that Tom Brady and the New England Patriots cheated by conspiring to deflate footballs during the AFC Championship game and a 2014-2015 season, hypothesizing that underinflated balls provide a competitive advantage in the game. Well, the family took turns throwing footballs at different PSI, measuring the distance and accuracy. And it turns out it would make sense to deflate the ball. So they say, quote, the Patriots were found guilty of doctoring footballs, thus losing $1 million in future draft picks. Tom Brady is indeed a cheater. Well, they started talking to the kid, and he said, I hate Tom Brady. He's been accused of cheating before. I want him to get caught. And when asked what he would tell Tom Brady if he could meet him, quote, give me some of your money. You don't deserve it. 10-year-old kid.
So does that mean he is a cheater?
If the balls were deflated to get more control, who knows? But this is just the kids.
Yes, you definitely do get more control of the ball if it's deflated.
Let's go to Florida. Get your fainting couch. This is going to shock everyone. Florida's top election official abruptly resigned just yesterday after a newspaper obtained pictures of him in blackface, dressed as a Hurricane Katrina victim at a 2005 party. Secretary of State Michael Ertl, he'd been on the job less than 3 months, and resigned just hours after he testified about election lawsuits before a state legislative committee. But the local newspaper, they had pictures of him in blackface while wearing earrings, a New Orleans Saints bandana, and fake breasts under a purple t-shirt that says Katrina victim written on it. Well, the photos were taken a few months after the deadly storm ravaged the Gulf Coast. Yeah, he decided to step down instead of trying to explain it. Just said, I'm out of here. And finally, we go to Toronto Pearson International Airport, where they had their bombs and drug sniffing dogs. Well, guess what? That dog started indicating there was something wrong with the Russian. They opened a suitcase. Guess what they found? 2,000 leeches.
Oh, you leech smuggler.
Living.
We'll see you next time for the random question. Question, your guess is as good as mine. Ask the men's room, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best.
And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.